This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 528,000 people have lost their lives from COVID-19 globally, approximately 130,000 in the United States. The number of infections continue to surge, especially in the United States and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed infections. Brazil, more than 1.5 million together, making more than a third of the global figure of 11.2 million. Florida and Texas reported record daily increases in confirmed coronavirus cases Saturday, the latest sign that the virus is surging in many parts of the United States, casting a pall over 4th of July celebrations. Officials and health authorities warn people to take precautions or simply stay home on Independence Day as confirmed cases climbed in dozens of U.S. states. The U.S. reported more than 50,000 confirmed cases on Saturday alone for the third day in a row. That's according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed cases, about a quarter of the 11 million worldwide, according to the tally. The World Health Organization is discontinuing its trials of a malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, and a combination HIV drug in hospitalized patients with COVID-19 after they failed to reduce the mortality rate. The setback comes as WHO reports more than 200,000 new cases globally of the disease for the first time in one single day. But the WHO said the decision does not affect other studies where those drugs are used for non-hospitalized patients. Last month, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration revoked its emergency use authorization for hydroxychloroquine, which President Trump has touted. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he has a vision for his second term, that is, if he wins one, of establishing a national garden of American heroes. This will pay tribute to some of the most prominent figures in U.S. history, a collection of the greatest Americans to ever live. His idea conveyed in a speech and on Friday night at the Mount Rushmore and expanded on, and an executive order comes as elections officials and institutions are reckoning with whether it is appropriate to continue to honor people, including past presidents who benefited from slavery or espoused racist views, with monuments or buildings and streets named after them. Spain's top tourist site, which last year garnered 4.5 million visitors from around the world, is now reopening its doors, but not everyone is allowed in. The invitation is exclusively for a certain group of Spanish workers. After 4 months with shut doors, the famous Sagrada Familia Basilica invited a first group of health workers to visit the temple designed by the architect Antoni Gaudi. More will be able to visit on specific days during a reopening phase. The church says it's still waiting to announce when visitors from outside the city will be permitted entry. Authorities say that a 27-year-old man drove into a closed freeway in the city of Seattle and barreled through a panicked crowd of protesters, critically injuring two women. A Washington State Patrol report says that the person identified as Dawit Khalid of Seattle drove around several vehicles that were blocking Interstate 5 and then sped into the crowd early Saturday. He was taken into custody and charged with two counts of vehicular assault. Seattle has been the site of prolonged unrest following the May 25th police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A California space launch company says one of its rockets failed to place 7 payloads into orbit after liftoff from New Zealand. A Long Beach-based rocket lab says Saturday the failure occurred about 4 minutes into its 13th mission. The main satellite aboard the Electron rocket was intended to demonstrate Canon Electronic Inc.'s Earth imaging technology. The company says it is investigating to determine what went wrong after 11 previous successful orbital launches. Before the failure, Rocket Lab said it was planning monthly launches for the remainder of the year and into 2021. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.